Remember the fable about the emperor and his new clothes? He really thought he had something going on with his new goods. But did he really? Maybe we should get naked and get suited and booted up before the Lord with a new pair of duds. Welcome to the Let's Do It Radio Sanctuary on this first Sunday communion service, October 2nd, 2022. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Zaku Design, broadcasting to you worldwide. Thanks to all of you, all of our worldwide listeners, for joining us today on another First Sunday service, a Sunday we have not seen before and won't see again. Not everyone will say that. With all the devastation from Hurricane Ian and the lives lost, we need to take another look at our lives and get right with church and let's go home. Straighten up and fly right. So please, 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 let's take a brief moment of silence for those who have lost their lives and lost so much but still have their lives. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a moment of silence. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And as I stated before, this is First Sunday Communion Service. So remember to have your sacrament together for communion, water, wine, juice, crackers, bread, whatever you want to consider for your sacrament. Or you can please call in to 845-241-9985. If you want prayer or just want to listen online and be a part of the AIR congregation, as I call it. So please, please, please put your hands together by giving Harvest Worship Ministries International's pulpit ministers, Apostle Chris and Pastor Bennett, Pastor Betty Bennett, a round, warm, spiritual welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and welcome. Yes, yes, yes. So please go ahead and greet the masses, Pastor Bennett, and then we'll have a song, The Power of the Resurrection.
Good evening. I bring you all greetings from Little Rock, Arkansas. I am Pastor Betty Bennett with Harvest World Ministries International, and we typically go by the acronym of HWMI because we recognize that we are doing ministry His way. It's His world,
yes.
And it's all about Him and kingdom business. So we give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for everything that He is doing, has already done, and is going to do. In this season, amen, God is pouring out afresh in this season, and we thank and praise God for all of the harvest that is coming in, amen, all of the people that are being blessed, those who have been spared, the lives that have been spared. We pray as well for the comfort of those who have gone through some turbulent and some troublesome times, and we pray that the Lord will strengthen them and encourage them and give them the desire to keep moving forward. And that is Harvest World Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas. If we can ever be able to continue, please look us up on the internet or on Facebook at HWMIC Bennett. Again, that's HWMIC Bennett. Amen.
Amen, amen. Now we'll have a selection by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, The Power of the Resurrection. Nothing like feeling resurrected. Amen.
Life had given us so many turns, and there was no out. But thank God for the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It makes everything happen in life, all of the good success. Y'all listen to it.
Uh-huh. Now we already found.
Now we will have invocational prayer and scripture by Apostle Chris Bennett and our Pastor Betty Bennett.
God, we thank you for this opportunity to be on Let's Do It Radio. We thank you, God,
yes,
for going to do and what you're about to do. We ask now, Lord, that you would give us strength to do this service. And we ask now, God, that you would bless the speaker of the hour. We ask, God, that you would do it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We ask now, God, that you would bless Sister Betty, Pastor Betty, as you bring this word on tonight, and we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My scripture reading is coming from Psalms 51. David said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest and clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desired truth in the inward parts and the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that thy bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy faith spirit." I read to you Psalms 51, 1 through 12. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the readers of the word. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Psalms 51. That's always a good psalm to hear. Thank you so much. Now the introduction of the speaker. Well, I'm going to talk about both of them. Apostle Chris and Pastor Betty Bennett were called into the ministry of the Lord in 1992 under the leadership of Bishop L.A. Lindsay, Full Gospel Fellowship, and served in the office of assistant pastors for over a decade. In 2012, I was probably still a baby then, no, just kidding, Apostle Chris and Betty Bennett founded the Harvest Fellowship Worship Center, now, as she had said earlier, known as the Harvest World Ministries International, or shortened to HWMI, endeavoring to be the will of the Father, the kingdom works domestically and internationally. As long as they are doing the Lord's work, there's a lot more to this dynamic duo. We will be blessed with a selection from Pastor Betty Bennett, and then we will be graced with words from her lips to our ears. So please say amen and receive Pastor Betty Bennett with a raising and elevation of your hand. Amen, amen, amen again. Pastor Bennett.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Inez, for that beautiful introduction. Amen. I don't know about a selection, but I...
Well, you know what I mean.
Yes, I want to endeavor just to sing a part of this song that has been in my spirit all day today. I was actually in Walgreens, kind of giving a little testimony. I was in Walgreens after service today, and the song rose up in my spirit, and I started singing it, and there was a young man in the aisle, and he said, "Oh, you must have been to service." He said, "I like that song." I thought, whoa, it moved up on him. And it is a little simple. I'm just singing a snippet from it, but it's what has really ministered to me today. I don't know if many of you knew that I lost my mom, and you know, we buried her last week, and so it's just given me, you know, comfort in knowing that the Lord thy God is with me. Amen. And so the song just simply says, the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee. He's mighty. Oh, mighty. Oh, the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee. He's mighty. Oh, mighty. And I saw him. I am lifted up with all power and authority and grace, and he shall reign in the midst of me. How long? Forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. And he shall reign in the midst of thee forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord, saint. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is good things to
be upon
the Lord.
I'm going to give you a hand clap.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I would say that I'm the best soloist there is. Amen. But that was from
That's
my spirit to ever received it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
To know that
That's
the Lord, our God, is always in our midst. And he's mighty, so mighty, and he reigns, and he rules in our lives. And I just thank and praise God for that. Amen. How at difficult times will just cause songs to rise up in your spirit. You know, the scripture does say that if we keep our mind stayed on him, he would keep us in perfect peace. And so it is during those times when we feel like we don't have perfect peace and the song just rise up out of us to let us know that I'm here and I'm still ruling and I'm still reigning and I'm still mighty and I still have grace that's sufficient for whatever situation you find yourself in. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Amen. I do have a word on tonight. Amen. As I sought the Lord and I asked him, you know, what is the word to your people on tonight with so much going on all over the world? Oh, my God. Record murders, robberies, devastation, fires, floods. It's just, it's so much going on. Lord, what is the word for your people in this season? What is it that we need to be continually doing, amen, in this season, in this for God? And as I was seeking the Lord, amen, he led me to a very familiar passage of scripture. He led me to Ephesians 6. Very familiar. I'm sure that we've read it over and over again. We've heard it over and over again. And as he led me there, I was like, Lord, you know, I just never saw it on this way before. God has a way of speaking to us in whatever season and whatever we're going through in whatever time it is. And so let's go ahead and read scripture, Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. You know, the Lord is not slack of his grace and his mercy towards us.
Amen.
He is not, and he is us. And so he says in Ephesians 6 and 10, he says, finally, and then this is Paul writing, he says, finally, my brethren, he said, be strong how in the Lord. I mean, no, we can't do it in our be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor. You know, we can't go out half-dressed. Amen. On the whole armor, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. Oh, my God. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you, and we're talking to the saints of the kingdom, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Are we not in that day? And having done all to stand, just when we think we've exhausted every means possible, he says, stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall, shall is an absolute. It's not a if they be quenched. It's not a when they be quenched. They shall be quenched. Wherefore, wherefore, ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts, all, not some, all of them. Every fiery dart that comes our way. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. And let's just offer up a few words of prayer, amen, before we go into the message.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we offer up thanksgiving to you for using us in this, your ministry, God, and for the benefit of building up your kingdom. We thank you, God, for guiding us thus far. We thank you for granting us all of your grace that is sufficient in every situation. Today, Lord, we thank you for filling us with your anointing and with your power so that we can preach your word with holy boldness, God, and with authority. For someone who may be standing either in the need of deliverance, God, from sin, someone who may be in need of strength from above, someone who may be in need of healing in their body, a refreshing in their spirit, a lifting up of their bowed down heads, God. For we know not what all people stand in need of, God, but you do. You said in your word, you know, before we even ask, but ask. Right now, God, in the precious name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we're asking the Holy Spirit to take full control. Full control of the service. Full control of me, full control of everything that is said and done
in
the name of Jesus. I'm asking the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to speak through me, to speak for me, to speak to your people, Lord God, to meet them right where they are in the name of Jesus. Lord, grant me a double portion of your strength, your grace, and your power, God. May you be glorified, God, in all that I say and in all that I do.
touch someone today, God. Grant deliverance. Grant healing. Grant breakthrough.
Yes.
Make ways, Lord, out of no way. Where there's a need for mercy and grace, grant it, Lord, in abundance. It is in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus that I say this prayer.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, have your
blessing, Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless
you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
All praises to my Heavenly Father, who has strengthened me and enabled me to be able to come before you on tonight. I give him all thanks and all glory, all honor. And I thank God that he has kept all of us and kept us all safe from all hurt, harm, and danger.
Yes.
And that as we continue to look to him, he will continue to keep us safe.
Thank you.
As I look at this text that was written by the Apostle Paul, as we all know him, or the epistle, according to Apostle Paul, I was reminded of just a few things, amen, and I don't even know if I gave you the topic, amen, but I want to talk about tonight, amen, that it's time to suit up.
And praise God,
I heard Inez say it earlier, it's time for us to get right, church, and let's go home, let's suit up, let's get right,
let's
praise God, amen, because of the confirmation of that word, amen.
I heard the Lord say
it's time for the saints of his kingdom to suit up. Amen. It's time to suit up. And many may say, well, I suit up every Sunday when I go to church. Yes, you do.
It's not the same.
Amen. It's not the same as suiting up spiritually. Amen.
That's right.
In this evil time that we're living in, it's time for us, you are not to leave our dwelling place without being properly suited up according to God's word. We do everything according to God's word, and we tend to jump over that, and we walk out not fully dressed.
And we come
in contact with the wiles of the devil, and we're unable to be a match for it. God has told us what to suit up with. So we as ambassadors of Christ, we need to realize that we are in a warfare. You know, many may say, you know, God said he would fight my battle. Yeah, the battle belongs to the Lord, but the warfare
is
ours. So we as ambassadors of Christ have been enlisted unto the most powerful army that exists in this world. And that is the kingdom of God. The word of God says the kingdom of God suffered violence. But the violence takes by force. Except that we are properly suited up, we cannot take anything from the enemy.
Come on.
There is no kingdom, y'all, higher or greater than the kingdom of God.
Those
who live in the world, you know, they in the world, not us, because we're kingdom saints. We're the kingdom army. But those who live according to the world and lust after the flesh, you know, they know the army as, or the government as, their top authoritative figure. Well, I'm sorry, I got bad news for them, because the government is not the top authoritative figure. In the word of God, it is recorded that the government shall sit up on his shoulders. So the government is sitting up on the shoulders of God. Then God is a shoulder and a head above the government in the earthen realm and in the spiritual realm. So he is the ultimate, God is the ultimate reigning and ruling source, not just in the earth, but of the whole, not just this whole world, but the whole galaxy. God is the ruling and the reigning force, far beyond what the earth could even comprehend. He cannot be contained. in a white mansion on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Hmm.
He cannot be contained in an eight-sided building known as the Pentagon. Or in the minds of those that take orders from worldly men or from worldly women that either don't know him or do not have a fear or reverence of who he really is. You see, I discovered in my study, as I studied divinity, I discovered in my study that many don't know that he's the reigning and the ruling God over this whole universe. Not just the earth, the entire universe. And we are his ambassador. So that positions us high above the government officials. Scientists have tried to figure him out, and they couldn't. Philosophers have tried to rationalize him, and they couldn't. Scholars have tried to ostracize him, and they couldn't. None have exceeded. Why? Because there's no questioning of who he is.
Mm-hmm.
There's no questioning of his power. There's no doubt of his existence. When you look at the moon and the stars that are hanging somewhere where there's nothing for them to hang on, you can't help but admit that there is a rest, a reigning, and a ruling God. Some would call it a higher power. Some say the man upstairs. There's no upstairs. He is over everything. There is no questioning of who he is. He is omnipotent. He is omnipresent, and he's omniscient. He is our commander, and he's our chief. We take our marching orders from him and from him alone. So we're in the army of the highest commander in chief there is. In existence. And don't be fooled. He exists. Oh, yeah, he exists. Some may doubt it. Whether you doubt it or whether you don't believe it, it doesn't matter whether you're atheist, it doesn't matter what you are. God exists. And your proof, your being on this earth is proof that he exists. That's fact number one. We who are his soldiers, his ambassadors, our job is to carry out his will in this earthen realm. But unless we are suited up, we cannot accomplish it.
Amen.
We must have on the proper garment in order to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yes, yes, yes.
We must be suited in the manner in which he said suit. You know, if I think about that, God is so omnipotent and so awesome in all his ways. He's a detailed God. He's very specific. He specializes in writing specifications that will accomplish what he sent his plan to do. When he told Moses to build the ark, he gave him every cubic size that needed, everything needed to be in order to protect those on the ark from the flood that was coming.
Yes, yes, yes.
So if God has been so poignant as to point out to us through Paul the Apostle, who was locked up in prison, actually wasn't in prison, he was in house arrest, I'm sorry. Paul was in house arrest when he was. And people may say, well, he only wrote this to the church at Ephesus. No, he did not. He wrote it to all believers. The church at Ephesus and a letter that was passed around to small churches that had branched out everywhere. He wrote it to all believers. This is what you're going to need to do to stand against the wiles of the devil. And he was specific. Put on the whole armor of God. Because we're not wrestling against things you can see. We're wrestling against things you can't see. And only that armor is going to allow you to fight that battle, that war, and come out victorious.
Yes.
You've got to have on the helmet of salvation. You've got to have your feet tied with the preparation of the truth. You've got to have these You've got to have on the breastplate of righteousness. You've got to have that shield of faith because it shall quench every fiery dart. You know, people saying the Lord said he will quench every fiery dart that is sent out against me. Yes, if you have on that shield of faith, you've got to be properly dressed.
Yes.
And so when I look at this whole text, as I'm asking God, what do we need to do? Because we're giant army in the name of the Lord. We're bold soldiers, right? We're on the battlefield for our Lord. We promised him that we would serve him until we die. How many know when you enlist in the army and you find the enlistment for 10, 20 years, guess what the government expects? The natural government. Hmm. That you will be in there for 10, 20 years, unless you end up being a casualty on the war field. God didn't have any casualties. He never lost a battle. Not one that he fought, and not one that he led his army into. God never lost that battle. He never lost it.
Amen.
So here Paul is, and he's in writing in the book of Ephesians, and again, it's at a time when he's under house arrest. But he's free to write letters. If we're under house arrest, can we encourage the saints? If we're going through, can we encourage the soldiers of God? If we're having trials and tribulations ourselves, can we sit down and write a letter to other saints, encouraging them to continue on in the Lord when we're in our own pity and when we're in our own feelings and when we're in our own way? Well, Paul was a little bit different. Paul was a courageous soldier for the Lord. It didn't matter whether he was in a Roman jail or under house arrest. Paul was still encouraging the saints to be the best that they could be, to continue to pursue after God. So here Paul is writing. He's free to have visitors to come and go whenever they please, but he's in bondage himself, and he's writing to the free world, so to speak. But these are soldiers of the Most High God. We are soldiers of the Most High God. And in this book of Ephesians, I found in this book of Ephesians that Paul was encouraging the saints of God all the way through the book of Ephesians. In every area, he was encouraging them. In chapter 1, Paul told them, he said, remember, we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. He told them, he said, we are holy and without fault. He went on to tell them, we are adopted as God's children. Then he said, our sins have been taken away and we have been forgiven. He said, we will be brought under Christ's authority, not the authority of mankind, but under Christ's authority. We are marked as belonging to God by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we belong to God, the Most High God. We are bold soldiers. We are suited up for the task. We just got to get on about kingdom business. Get ourselves suited up. As Sister Inez said, let's get right, church, and let's go home.
We've got much
work to do. We've got much work to do. We've all not suited up. We've all not taken our proper position on the battlefield. We've all not encouraged other saints. We've all not lifted up one another. We've all not prayed for the weak, bore the infirmities of the sick. We've all not done any of that. We've got much work to do. In Ephesians 2, He said, we have been raised up, y'all, to sit with Christ in heavenly places. I don't know where you dwell, but I dwell with Christ in heavenly places. Oh, yes, my flesh is here on earth, but my spirit man is with Christ in heavenly places. When you dwell with Christ in heavenly places, that's saying that you've already been suited up. There's no reason why you're not suited up. There's no reason why we, saints of God, are not suited up. We dwell in heavenly places. We're high above our problems. We're high above our situations. We're high above our circumstances. We are high above that. And it's time for us to rise to that occasion. Paul went on to tell them in chapter 1, he said, we are marked as belonging to God. We have been marked, y'all. Whether you suit up or not, you have already been marked. Take you back to Jeremiah 29 and 11 that says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you. It's not anything evil, but I know the plans. I have already marked you. He told Jeremiah, he said, when you were in the womb of your mother's belly, he said, I formed you. I knew you then. We have already been marked for God. We got a big target on our head for the enemy if we're not suited up. The adversary is coming at us.
Amen.
Can I tell you that suiting up protects you too?
Yes, it does.
If you fail to be suited up, the adversary is going to come against you. Suit up. Suit up. And fight that battle. Because without the proper gear on, even the military, national military, will tell you that. You've got to have on the proper gear. The national military have on military boots. They have on fatigues. They have on guns around. They have a helmet on. They're suited up for a battle. But we think we don't have to be. We can just walk around uncovered, unsuited. No, we have to be suited up, you all, because we're not fighting against something we can see. We're fighting against stuff we can't even see.
That's right.
So in Ephesians,
right.
Paul tells them, he said, we have been raised up to sit in heavenly places. We are God's masterpieces. What are we? We are a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
We're God's masterpieces. He said we were fearfully and wonderfully made.
Wonderfully made. Yes.
Fearfully and wonderfully made. We are his masterpiece. What do we look like falling by the wayside and we are masterpiece? Masterpieces are made to hang up and to show and to display. That's why he could say to Satan, have you tried my servant Job? Job was his masterpiece. A type and symbol for us to look unto today. Job was his masterpiece. Paul went on to say that we have been brought near to God. Woo, Jesus. When I read that, we have been brought near to God, the Almighty, all-knowing, all-seeing.
Yes.
All-powerful. God, we have been brought near to God. The God of this whole universe. We have been brought near to him. Chapter 3 says we share in the promise through Christ. We are his promised heirs. We can come with freedom and we can come with confidence into God's presence because of his son, Jesus Christ. So why are we falling by the wayside? Why are we failing? Why are we not more forceful in this earth and land? We are joint heirs.
Yes,
it's because we're not suited up. We are members of Christ's body.
Yeah.
We are a type and a shadow, but a giant leap above the army that exists on earth. All the weapons of warfare that they're talking about, nuclear and whatever else they're talking about, it doesn't have anything on God. If God wanted to, he could destroy this earth in a twinkling of an eye. It don't take a nuclear weapon. We've been brought close to him. We operate. We're supposed to operate in all power.
Yes, authority.
But because we have not suited up, we read Ephesians, and we said it's just a letter to the book of Ephesus, the church in the Ephesus, and so it doesn't apply to us. Can I tell you, everything in this Word of God applies to us.
Yes, it does.
Everything. Either it's all or nothing. Either we are in the Lord's army or we're not in the Lord's army. We can't be halfway because that results in casualties on the ground. We've got to be all for the Lord.
Yeah.
We've been given power in the whole world, and we think the military has them. We've heard people say our weapons are bigger and better. Praise God. Our weapons are bigger and they're better. Can I tell y'all that the weapons of God are bigger,
and better than any weapon on earth could ever be. Amen.
And we'll take those weapons out. I look at the weapons that we have at our disposal. We've got the Word of God. We've got the breastplate of righteousness. We've got the helmet of salvation. We've got the sword of the Spirit. We've got so many weapons at our disposal.
We got protection. Yes, we do.
Divine supernatural protection. May I add? Read Psalm 91. Divine supernatural protection. And as I looked through the Word of God, I thought about what other weapons, God, did your people have that won their battle? What other weapons did they have? And I looked at David, and I was like, David only had 5 smooth stones.
That's right.
But Lord, he took down Goliath. The Holy Spirit got in behind that stone, and it took down that giant.
Yes, he did.
That was defiling the army of God. Moses only had a rod. But he said, Moses, what is that in your hand? He said, stretch it out. Use what you got. I looked at Jehoshaphat. And all Jehoshaphat had was a small army and a few praise and worship singers.
Come on.
I looked at Paul, and all Paul had was encounter on the road to Damascus. And went on to write 1/3 of the New Testament. Yo, we've got the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us.
We've got God
walking with us, and we've got our intercessor, Jesus Christ, sitting at the right-hand side of the Father making intercessions for us. What more do we need? To suit up and to fight the good fight. Even Paul could say, Lord, I fought the good fight of faith. I am now ready to be offered up. Paul fought with everything he had. Even when the storm hit him and broke his boat apart. The Bible says he made it in on broken pieces. Y'all, we've got to make it in. We've got to make it in, y'all. And we don't have to make it in on broken pieces. Jesus Christ pave the way for us. When he came and he hung, he bled, he died,
that,
he paved the way
again.
For us.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible declares that the veil was ripped from the top to the bottom, giving us access, free access to the throne room of God. It says when blood and water came running out of his side, it brought forth healing and deliverance to the people, forgiveness for sin and washing of the water. Yeah, we got something that the saints in the Bible did not have. We've got so much more to fight with than what they had. Thank God for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Through him, we were adopted into the royal priesthood. The Bible says we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a chosen generation. If we don't suit up, who else is going to do it? As I drive around town and I see people on this corner preaching and people on that corner preaching and people on this corner preaching, because some folks it seem like it's insanity. But to me, it's at whatever cost, get the word out at whatever cost. But one thing about it, I know they're suited up on those corners.
They're suited up.
And so I thank and praise God, amen, for what he is doing in this new season. And many don't even know that we crossed over. We shifted into a whole new season. We have shifted, Sister Inez. You hear me? We have shifted.
Come on. Yes.
To a whole new season.
And in this season,
if we don't suit up and we don't do what the Lord has told us to do, there's going to be some casualties. I'm sorry, I'm not a bearer of bad news, but God has given us every opportunity to suit up and obey his word and to do his will. It's time for us to do that. It's not out of fear that we do that. It's not out of fear or intimidation of the world's way or any other way, but it's because of fear of God. He holds our life in his hands. And again, remember that we've been marked. As belonging to the Most High God. The adversary is going to spare no means to try and come against us. So in my closing remarks, I just want to say to all the saints tonight, be encouraged. I also want to say, suit up, fight the good fight, and live. Don't let the adversary take you out. Don't let him take you down. If he takes you down, don't say that. Get up again. Stand your ground. You may get knocked over. The wind may blow you from the left to the right. The waves may wash over you. The storms of life may leave you bent. But guess what? After you have done all that you know to do according to the word of God, to faith, stand therefore. Get up. Get up and suit up. Fight the good fight. Don't just give in to the adversary. Fight. So that in the end, we can hear our Lord and Savior say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And we can be like Paul. called and going where he was ready. He said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. Paul, I have finished the thing. And I am now henceforth ready to be offered up. Fight the good fight. Suit up, y'all. Get ready. The Lord is calling to be deployed to the army of the kingdom. And we need every soldier boots on the ground. Every soldier boots on the ground.
Yes. Suit it and beat it. Amen. 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 Yes, it's good. Amen. Suited and booted. And she gave us how we are suited. How are we suited? We have everything we need. Everything. We have the whole armor of God, not just halfway clothes. We have the whole armor of God. We have your loins girded with truth. You got the breastplate of righteousness. Your feet are even covered. They're booted up with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And not only that, we have the shield of faith. So God's all around us. We don't have anything to worry about. And ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So your head's even covered with the helmet of salvation. Mm-hmm. And then you stretch out your hand, and you have the sword of the Spirit. So what's the sword of the Spirit? The Bible. You got everything you need. You just have to look towards God to get suited and booted, as I said. So you got to be suited up, as Pastor said. You got to be suited and booted and get ready for anything that may come toward you. But you got to ask. You got to be ready for battle. It's time to suit up, taken from Ephesians 6:10-18. So I want y'all to write that down in case you wonder how to go out and get ready for the world, because it's right there in the Bible. Ephesians 6:10-18. Time to suit up. So thank you for that wonderful word. No matter how it's said, it's always nice to hear it in a different way so that people can understand it the best way that they can. And it's broken down so easily and so simply said. So thank you, Pastor Betty Bennett. And now we will have the invitation. Yes, invitation to discipleship and the welcome to the family and the prayer by either Pastor Betty or Apostle Chris Bennett, which after we will have a communion. So thank you.
Amen. We thank and we praise God for that wonderful word.
Yeah.
You know, it's time that we put on the suit. We suit up every Sunday. But it's time that we put on the right suit. And we thank and we praise God for Pastor Betty. The invitation given for right now. And we offer Christ to you, my brother and my sister. We ask now that you would, if so, God, the pardon of your sins, to give God your life right now. You don't have to go to the church house. You can be in your room. You can be anywhere in the house. Mm-hmm. You can be anywhere listening. Just give God your life. We offer God to you, my brother. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
We offer Christ to you. Amen. We thank and we praise God for those that have accepted God on this night. For those that have put on the right suit and to give God some praise. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. We're ready to do.
Ready for a holy communion? Mm-hmm.
Just as in 1 Corinthians, for as often as we eat this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Verse 27 says, therefore, whosoever eats of this bread and drink of the cup of the Lord unworthily,
yeah,
for the body and the blood of the Lord. Verse 28a says, a person should examine himself and eat this, so eat this bread and drink this cup. We're getting ready to partake of the Lord, of the Lord's Supper. And we're going to partake of it. You can have whatever you got, cracker, water. You got the Lord's Supper, fine. But whatever you got, we ask that you participate in the Lord's Supper. On that faithful day when Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples, he said, you won't eat again with me until we eat anew. He touched the bread, he lifted it, he blessed it, and they ate. They took the cup, containing the bitter Passover wine. He lifted it, he blessed it, and they drank. And the scripture says that when they finished eating and drinking, they sung a hymn and marched out. God, we praise you and we magnify your name. We ask now, God, that you would give us your peace. And those that have not accepted you, we ask now, God, that they would do so right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for the speaker of the hour. We pray for Inez. We pray for all listeners in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Inez, I think we're back into your hands.
We already broke bread and everything. Oh my goodness, I didn't take my testament. I'm fine. Okay. Oh, I'm looking, waiting for break the bread and everything.
You didn't hear him? Maybe you didn't hear him.
Well, I heard part of him, but I didn't hear. You know. I don't know. Hold on. Okay, I got my sacrament taken. All right. Amen. Amen. I know that Reverend Ron is on the line with us as well. So
amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Reverend.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Yes. So we have the announcements that we have. There's going to be a memorial service for our past director, Sharon Salisbury Fraser, in Yakima, Washington, which is being planned for December. So if you'd like to, we would like to have a live show, and if anyone is interested in being on the program, please let me know as soon as possible so I can put you on the schedule and, plan accordingly so that we can, have everything right for that memorial service for her. And she had passed away on 12/21 last year, 2021. And so we'd like to have a service for her if possible around that time. So that's what my plan is, to go to Yakima, Washington, so that we can have a service for her, a right proper service for her. So that, again, is in December. So thank you for those of you who would like to participate and just get in touch with me, you can either call me or send an email to letsdoitradio@gmail.com and let me know what you would like to do to participate. October 4th, we have Miss Inez Says, let's talk about it. And that's 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, as well as on Thursday. Let's talk about it with Miss Inez Says. And on October the 9th, Sunday, we have a second Sunday service. Not sure if the speaker's going to be yet, so that's to be determined. But we want to support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with his Don't Turn Away From God album. And you heard one of the songs off of them earlier, The Power of the Resurrection. And you can purchase his music through all music media. So, you know, Amazon, iTunes, and so on and so forth. So let's buy his tunes to support him. As he always supports Let's Do It Radio. And by purchasing his Don't Turn Away From God album. And then around Christmas time, he has plans to have out another album. So please stay tuned for that and support him with that effort as well. And to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, please donate. Text Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR, or to Venmo, the @ MZ-INZ. Or if you know my telephone number, you can support it through Zelle. And we are also open to sponsorships. So if you know anybody who would like to be a sponsor, if you would like to become a sponsor, please send me an email to letsdoitradio@gmail.com. So I want to give a big old thank you out to our listening audience, our worldwide listening audience, all the way from the East Coast, West Coast, all the other continents that are involved, you know, Brazil, Colombia, Spain, France, London, Japan, all those countries. I don't want to leave any of them out, so I'm just going to say worldwide. So thank you, thank you, thank you, especially for listening to today's service. What did she say? Time to suit up, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. So if you want to know what to put on each and every day, read that a scripture, put it up on the wall. So when you go out the door, do I have my helmet on? Do I have my breastplate on? Do I have my sword and shield? Am I girded around my loins? Do I have my feet protected? Do I have everything that God has and wants me to be protected? So keep that scripture at hand so you know how to fight the wiles of the world against the most fiery darts. And thank you to Pastor Betty Bennett of Harvest Folk Ministries International, otherwise known as HWMI, out of Little Rock, Arkansas. She is every first Sunday, the Communion Sunday. So thank you, thank you, thank you to her and her wonderful husband, Apostle Chris Bennett, for having today's show. And maybe you might have a topic in mind if you want to discuss. So let's talk about it. You can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And don't forget to share all your social media platforms. I can only do so much. I can get the information out there, but it's nice for you to share it with the people so that they can also hear. And you can also listen on demand by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. And I appreciate every one of you who do listen and do share and do care and do prepare to listen to the shows each and every week on what we've been having. We've been having some pretty good sessions. We had some relationship sessions, and we had 5 sessions on relationships, why do they fail? And this past 2 sessions we had, what did we have? Lord have mercy. Is your love real love? So I appreciate each and every one of the panels who have joined us. But I want to let you know, I have been your hostess for the evening, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Aku at www.anaisevalcour. And you can find me on Instagram as well as on Facebook. And you can follow me, support me, stop by the house, come to the clothes that I have, and just support everything that's on the radio, all the people, because they take time out of their busy schedule to spread the word, the gospel, and everything that they have to you. So thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you out there who support Let's See It Radio. Now we are back in the hands of Pastor Benny Bennett for benediction and closing prayer. Unless Reverend Ron wanted to say something. I'm sorry, hold on. Let's see if Reverend Ron would have anything he wants to say before we close up. Sorry. Reverend Ron?
Amen. Hello?
Uh-huh, we hear you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. You know, I heard the word. And Pastor Bennett, Pastor Christie, they always give us what the Lord would have us to have. And it's so necessary in the day that we live in. It's so necessary that the word of God be front center in our lives. Because if it be front center in our lives, we're going to have a good life, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a fight. Mm-hmm. It's a fight to keep that good life going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God for that word. Be suited. It's what we need to be. And thank you for that word, Pastor Bennett. And give us something to feast on and to work on and practice. Thank you, and God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Reverend Rock. Marshall, and it's in your hands. Pastor Betty Bennett.
Reverend Ron, it's always great to hear your voice. I think you know that.
you all as well.
It's always so encouraging to hear your voice. I just thank and praise God, my God, and you all for this opportunity. I really don't discount it lightly, amen, to be able to speak a word into people, whether it be locally or internationally. It's not just a misnomer that I take lightly. Amen. How God chose me for this, I don't know. How he chose us for this, I don't know. I'm grateful that he did, and I'm grateful that he spoke through a man of God, a woman of God, to open this channel and this avenue up to us to be able to release, you know, some of the word that he's putting on the inside of us. So thank you all for this opportunity. And I look forward to continuing much longer. And Sister Inez, I think I may be at the sponsorship level now, I believe.
you're up to what level?
I've always tried to go above and beyond. And I thank God, because he demands, you know, that of us, that, you know, we go above and beyond the call of duty to do what is right by his saints and, you know, by anybody that we come in contact with. You know, his word says do unto others, right? As we would have them do.
And we would have them to do unto you.
That's correct. Amen. Amen. And that's how I try to live my life. But I thank God for all the callers that were on the line, for the listening audience. I pray. It is my sincere prayer that something was said and something was done to
Amen.
Make us think about, you know, going out among the wolves and the thieves each and every day.
Every day.
Instead of being fearful that, you know, we left home going to a grocery store and people got gunned down there, and we went to the hospitals and people got gunned down there. And, you know, knowing that we are suited up the way God says suit up. Amen. Brings about divine supernatural protection. And so we're just grateful to what God is doing and how he is directing his people, his kingdom people, in this hour, in this time. We can't really express what we feel regarding what all God is doing and how he's sending, you know, the war cry out, get ready, get ready, get ready. Here's what you need to do, because these things are coming. These days are coming, and the adversaries are foul. And so we must be ready at all times. So, my last words just want to be, you know, saints of God, watch and pray.
Watch
and pray.
Yes.
Whatever you do, watch and pray.
And pray
without ceasing. Go ahead, Reverend Ron. Amen. Pray without ceasing, but make sure you're watching and praying. Amen. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And
yes,
it's a prayer. Mm-hmm. You want to pray us out,
what
Pastor?
Please.
Oh, Pastor Ron.
Yes.
Reverend Ron, will you pray us out? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sure, sure. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for things being as well as they are and as you will have it. Lord, we thank you for this word, and let us take heed and move in that way that we be suited up for your mission and for your work. And we thank you, Lord, for this platform, Sister Inez. Thank you for her and this platform that we might preach the gospel all over the world, doing what you said do.
Amen.
Go ye into all the world. And we thank God that a platform, a door of affection has been opened, that we might go throughout the world, not leaving home, but just go through the avenues in which the Spirit had brought for us. And we thank him on today. Bless Apostle Chris and bless Pastor Bennett, Lord, in the mission and the work. And, Lord, let them see the fruits of their labor in the name of Jesus. Bless them in every aspect of their life. Bless their mother in the name of Jesus and all of the people that are in their lives. And, Lord, look on Sister Inez. Bless her for our efforts,
Lord,
in the name of
Jesus.
And all of that people everywhere, the true worshipers, Lord, bless them and meet their needs. See to them having the things that they desire in the name of Jesus. Good health, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then give them power to walk in your spirit, by your spirit. And, Lord, let us not forget to modify the deeds of our flesh that we might walk worthy before thee in the name of Jesus. That thou would do these things for us, all the listeners out there, those that are saved, and then those that are lost, don't know you. Lord, give them strength,
yes,
give them courage, give them the
audacity, yes,
Lord, to pick up the word of God and follow thereby. Let it become their lives in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, it's no excuse for nobody. No excuse for nobody. Mm-hmm. The word is going forth as you have commanded. Now let the ears, let them that hear, let them obey the truth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Ron. Amen. 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 Amen.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsels, guide, uphold you. With his sheep, securely fold you. God.
God be with each and every one of you until we meet again. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.